A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in her will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As we hear this gospel, it is easy for us to become distracted with our part, what we are to do, how to remain. You there, you are to remain in me. Minds can begin strategizing how to do so, how to remain. We begin working out the details, getting a plan in place, even evaluating the progress as it goes on. Yes, we can easily be distracted with maintaining our part of the relationship. Yet, when we listen again, with our consciousness turned differently, tuning in, perhaps with another frequency, we can hear, remain in me as I remain in you. As I remain in you. Then we hear Jesus started the remaining first. And ask, the word ask, tells us he stays at it. It's not something that Jesus does once and there it's finished. No, he works at it. It is Christ who has the strategy and designed a plan to stay present to us. As the true vine, he does not leave the branch. The branch receives the life source from the one who remains, and this life source is pure grace, succulent compassion, coursing mercy, which fills us so fully, full measure, pressed down, flowing over, that an abundance of fruit buds forth, ripens and feeds the hungry. Father Thomas Keating, a Cistercian monk, suggests the chief thing that separates us from God is the thought that we are separated from God. We fail to believe that we are always with God, that God is a part of every reality, the present moment, every object we see, our inmost nature, all of these are rooted in God. Remain in me as I remain in you. We can pledge today, for the rest of this day, to banish the thought of being separated from God from our minds. We can remove it from our consciousness. From this moment on, together, we will believe God remains in us first. We believe God is a part of every reality of our lives, every reality of the persons and circumstances around us throughout this day. Today, we will intentionally allow ourselves to feel compassion and mercy coursing through our minds, hearts, souls, with each pulse of this human heart we have and each breath we take. This is how today we will remain in Christ as Christ remains in us. I am the vine. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. As I remain in you, remain in me. Together, we will feed the hungry in our world.